they've confirmed that that China Eastern plane crash, there are no survivors. We talked about that yesterday. And yeah, so far they've not found anybody there. Recovery at the site is being hampered by difficult terrain. Lots of grief and sadness in China. And, you know, of course, heart always goes out to those folks. So that's kind of a bummer. Up to now, search and rescue work has not found any survivors, Zhu Tao, Aviation Safety Office Director at the CAA, told reporters. Given the information currently available, we still do not have a clear assessment of the cause for the crash. So, whenever we find out what happened, I'll be sure and share that with you. Moving west, two teachers killed at Swedish high school. Student has been arrested. Two teachers were killed by a student at a high school in southern Sweden, police say. The 18-year-old student was arrested at the scene on Monday in Malmö, Sweden, Sweden's third largest city. The victims were two women in their 50s. The suspect wasn't previously known to police and had no criminal record. And police didn't disclose how the teachers were killed. A motive hasn't been established. For now, it's far too early to comment on that, Malmö Police Chief Petra Stinkula told a news conference. She said officers arrived and found the suspect and two victims on the third floor of the downtown Malmö Latin School 10 minutes after they were alerted, adding that the situation was then under control. Stinkula didn't confirm a report by Aftonbladet newspaper, saying the male student himself called authorities to say he'd killed two people and put down his weapons and was on the third floor. Police did make seizures, and a forensic examination will allow us to better understand what happened. Police said they were called at 5:12 p.m. Monday. Scores of ambulances and patrol cars rushed to the school, and armed police were seen entering the building. So, it's sad because, used to, any kind of school shootings were so rare, just like an American phenomenon. But, like a lot of stuff, it's been exported all over the world. In Nigeria, two police stations have been attacked. Gunmen using dynamite attacked a police station early Sunday in Nigeria's restive southeast, a day after two police constables were killed in another attack in the area. And that's all France 24 had about that, but I thought it was important and it's surprising that somebody would attack a police station with dynamite. but such is them. Hey, welcome, Claudio M. Welcome, welcome. You can feel free to put on your cool person glasses. Now, there's an end of an era happening in Canada now. For nearly 125 years, a wooden grain elevator towered over the town of Elva, visible from miles away, and distinguishing the community as an economic hub in the Canadian prairies.
Through the down to the fourth floor, out of the sun, because it's 27 degrees today. So we're just walking to the quiet corner. okay, boom. We are in the quiet, quote unquote, quiet corner of the garage. Let's see. Hey, there we go. Let's check in on Calm. All right. Publius wants to know how the teachers were killed. So I hope that's an old story. An embarrassingly poor exhaust job on that poor car there. Oh man. Okay. Hello. Hello. Welcome. Welcome. Let's see what's in comm. Tish, Tobe, Publius, Ratsu X1, Claudio M, Quentin. Man, the whole crew is in here. Tobe's here. Welcome. Welcome. It's time for news. Thank you for being here. I hope you had a fun weekend. I watched a bunch of movies, so that was fun. Watched Mannequin again. If you haven't seen Mannequin from the 80s in a while, or 90s in a while, that is a trip to watch. Because there is Hollywood, is this very flamboyant gay character, and he is just fitting all the stereotypes. Hey, Tish, welcome, welcome. So, yeah. So anyway, I watched Mannequin. I watched Sisu, the Swedish Nazi killing movie, which is kind of fun. It's fun, but it's not a good movie. It's one of those, like, single man army kind of thing, kind of like John Wick, but with less motivation. So, I mean, take it with what you will. I also watched Polite Society, and I enjoyed that movie way more than I thought it would. It's about some Pakistani girls, and one wants to be an artist, and one wants to be a stunt woman. And the one who wants to be an artist gets into an arranged marriage and falls in love, and then turns out it's not all it's cracked up to be. So it's very interesting. Quentin pointing out loud cars are the result of all the stolen catalytic converters. You know, surprisingly, Austin has not had as big of a problem with that as this other towns. I think there's gangs that come up from San Antonio to Austin, but like a lot of people drive electric cars around here. At least electric cars or cars that like aren't really easy to steal the catalytic converter from, I guess. Anyway. hey, Claudia, ma'am. Welcome. All right. So, Tobe has a loud car. All right. Well, we could chat all day, and I would enjoy it very much, but we've got to get to the news. There is a lot going on in the world. Not as much death as you might expect, at least not any death from places you wouldn't expect. You know, the same old, you know. There's bombs going off in Ukraine, and people causing trouble there, and there's trouble in Syria, as always. What if we go over to desktop bookmarks, bookmark menus, news to me, May 1st. Happy May Day, everyone. Happy Workers' Day. Happy National Day for China, I think, right now. Happy day to everyone there. Cat Dev Ev. all right, so let's get going. First, we're in Ethiopia. 47 people were arrested after the killing of the Prime Minister's party leader. Not the Prime Minister, which is what I originally thought. No. Ethiopia's security forces said Sunday they'd arrested 47 suspects. Kind of like a Julius Caesar kind of thing. 47 suspects after the murder of a leader of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's ruling party, accusing him of plotting to overthrow the regime. Girma Yeshtila, leader of the Welfare Party in the recently troubled northern region of Amhara, was killed with four others in an attack on Thursday. The 47 people are arrested as suspected terrorists and were found in possession of weapons, bombs, and satellite communication equipment. Security forces said in a statement carried out by public broadcaster EBC. The suspects worked locally, together, and in foreign countries with the aim of taking control of the regional government in order to overthrow the federal government by assassinating senior Amhara officials. The murder of Mr. Girma was carried out by those extremist forces. A member of the executive committee of the 45-member Prosperity Party, Mr. Girma was frequently targeted on social networks by Amhara nationalists who called him a traitor because of his proximity to Mr. Abiy. So, but despite anger is all the greater in part of the Amhara population because the Amhara Special Forces and the FANO, local self-defense militias, provided crucial assistance to the federal army in the conflict that opposed it from November 2020 onwards. Despite the peace agreement signed in November in Pretoria, Amhara and FANO special forces still control the western part of Tigray, which they dispute with the Tigrayans. So, Ethiopia still having trouble, despite the peace agreement, which is kind of a bummer. But, I guess that's how it goes. I'm hearing a lawnmower. I'm trying to see if I can see it. Because I don't see any lawnmowers. It's Monday, so it's kind of weird. Hello, Mauricio KC or whatever. Despite being expensive, EV batteries have little salvage value and are thus unattractive. Also, the potential to kill yourself when you're trying to disconnect them is probably a good deterrent, too. No worries, T. She'll get validated soon enough. Alrighty. So, that's what's going on in Ethiopia. There's a lot. There's other stuff, but that's the biggest body count. So, I always try and go body count size. Now, in the Ukraine war, this is news to me, so I wanted to bring it up. It's not just bombs going off, but The UK is among a number of countries with military special forces operating inside Ukraine, according to one of dozens of documents leaked online, which is a big, what do we call it, a no-no if you don't want to get involved in the war. The UK is among a number of countries with military special forces operating inside Ukraine, according to one of dozens of documents leaked online. It confirms what has been the subject of quiet speculation for over a year. The leaked file, some marked top secret, paint a detailed picture of the war in Ukraine, including sensitive details of Ukraine's preparation for a spring counteroffensive. The U.S. government says it's investigating the source of the leak. According to the document, dated 23rd of March, the UK has the largest contingent, with 50 people, followed by Latvia 17, France 15, U.S. 14, and one from the Netherlands. The document doesn't say where the forces are located or what they're doing. The number of personnel may be small and will doubtlessly fluctuate, but special forces are by their very nature highly effective. Their presence in Ukraine is likely to be seized upon by Moscow, which has in recent months argued that it is not just confronting Ukraine, but NATO as well. Readers should be cautious about taking at face value allegations that have the potential to spread misinformation, according to the UK Ministry of Defense. So, we'll see how that plays out, but it's just kind of one of those things where how involved can you be in a war before you are taking part in the war without declaring that you are, right? Like, okay, we'll give you guns. Okay, we'll give you money. All right, now we're going to give you guns. Now we're going to give you bullets. Now we're going to give you missiles. Okay, we'll give you missiles. We'll train you how to use the weapons. Okay, we'll send some guys over there to help you use the weapons. It's like, at what point are you just sending guys over there to participate? It's a very interesting line. Howdy, Jeff. Welcome. In the movie Interstellar. they catch a drone and want to get its battery because it's super powerful. Ah, okay. Yeah, Publius points it out. Military advisors. That's cool. A cruise in Munich with Ukrainian plates. It's like, I wonder if Ukrainian plates will be a collector's item. Anyway, and good news, the World Food Program has lifted its suspension of operations in Sudan. The UN's World Food Program announced that it would promptly end the suspension of its operations. So, I guess you could also say resume. I feel like end the suspension is a weird thing to say. Will resume its operations in Sudan, which was implemented following the heartbreaking loss of one of its team members. The WFP is rapidly resuming our programs to provide the life-saving assistance so many people desperately need. The WFP said on April 16th that it temporarily halted operations after three of its employees were killed by the Sudanese army and the paramilitary support, rapid support forces. So, I guess, I don't know, what do you guys think? Should the UN, I guess, if I was volunteering, I wouldn't want to go volunteer at a place that's actively, like, killing the people who are volunteering there, but it sounds like this is just a dangerous place, and these people were caught in the crossfire. Either way, Interstellar was a lot of fun. sorry, I'm gonna cough. sorry about that. I've developed a cough, and I don't feel bad. I just have a post-nasal drip and a cough. So I feel like that's a big breeding ground. I think it's allergies, but it's a horrible breeding ground. Oh my god. So that passed by was a Camaro with glass packs and a spoiler that was on backwards. I don't know why it was on backwards, but they seemed to think it was cool. Vroom vroom. it's part of being on the roof, I guess. I get all the road noise. Or at least the ambiance of road noise. Anyway. Let's keep on moving. There's lots of news. We got about 12 minutes to go, so we're going to skip over a few things. I do want to tell you about this. First, Here we go. Let's go through these. Before we leave Africa, I wanted to mention, because this is always interesting, Germany is sending troops into Africa. The German parliament has given the green light to the deployment of troops to Niger. 60 German soldiers will join a small EU mission set up last December with the aim of helping the country improve its logistics and infrastructure. The decision by Parliament in Berlin reinforces the continued commitment to a German presence in the Sahel region despite the recent withdrawal from Mali. Niger is one of the world's poorest countries and faces the growing threat of violence spilling over from neighboring Mali, where Islamist militants have been gaining ground following the withdrawal of French and other European forces. Of course, you know, France was the main guy there, and they pulled out. We talked about that when they pulled out, but basically there was a coup, and the coup didn't like France, so they had to get out. So we'll see how long it goes. The whole country is so, the whole continent is really destabilized with by the lack of infrastructure and economic activity. All right, let's keep it moving. All right, so let's talk about dudes, specifically killer Indian elephants. A wild elephant who sparked a massive debate and a legal battle in the southern Indian state of Kerala has been relocated to a tiger reserve. Elephants aren't tigers. Officials claim Erikamban, or rice tusker in the Malayalam language, named for his raids on local shops for rice, has killed 7 people. Oh, maybe he is a tiger. Locals near his original habitat had demanded his relocation for months. On Saturday, he was tranquilized and shifted to Periyar Tiger Reserve, about 50 miles away. Government authorities have called the mission a success. They say they are monitoring Erikamban's movements and have received the first set of signals from a radio collar attached to him. Activists say the debate points to a larger issue of human-wildlife conflict and can't be solved by displacing one animal. According to the last elephant census in 2017, India has close to 30,000 wild elephants, around 60% of all wild Asian elephants. Loss of habitat and fragmentation often force them to enter human habitats and raid crops. Erikamban is believed to be more than 30 years old, is a familiar sight for people who lived near the forest range in Idukki district for decades. So, I just thought you'd want to know that. Quentin, France is bacon. Oh man, Kobe is so... Kom is a fun place. I enjoy it very much. I'm sorry, I've been fighting this cough, so I'm like trying not to talk too fast or too much, but I want to get the news out. There's so much news to talk about. But don't worry, we'll get to the fun news anyway. At least the fun news. So here's another one that's a little wild and was a little fun for me to read. In Massachusetts, authorities, dun dun dun, you're going to be surprised by this one. Massachusetts, United States, authorities discovered and confiscated a weapon called a vampire straw at Boston's Logan International Airport after a passenger attempted to conceal it and carry on luggage. Transportation Security Administrator Dan Velez on Monday tweeted a photo of the vampire straw, which can be used like a dagger, and wrote, "These items are not allowed in passenger carry-on bags." A passenger found out yesterday at Boston Logan when Massachusetts State Police confiscated and arrested the 26-year-old man on a state charge. Armin Achuthan Nair of Chicago was detained on Sunday evening and charged with carrying a dangerous weapon after a 10-inch-long titanium straw with a beveled end was found in his backpack. The straws, which can be used to consume drinks, is referred to as a weapon on the website of knife retailer ZaboInc.com. So, pretty wild right there, if you ask me. Yes, vampires are still a thing, apparently. This straw, it's kind of, if you imagine like a Capri Sun straw, but made out of metal and bigger. So I guess it's vampire because it's like you can punch through something. It is kind of weird that it's a weapon. But if you're a vampire and you didn't have vampire fangs, that would probably be a good way to get into a big artery. Anyway, very, very unusual. And it was a bit of news to me, surprise to me for sure. Just as a headline, Macron is apparently avoiding crowds on his latest trip to the countryside. He keeps getting booed everywhere he goes, so he's just trying not to go out where there's a lot of people. And I think that's great. I hope he should feel sad and embarrassed to go outside until he relents on this his silly reforms that he went through with. So let's talk about nuclear stuff. We've got about 5 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. You want to check that out. And it being Monday, there's also the Mix Remix from Harry Larry. That's a fun show. It's about an hour long, and it has it's a wide variety of music, all loosely licensed, so that's a lot of fun. You can always go to anonradio.net to check the full schedule, or you can go in comm, you can press the equal sign. If you press the equal sign, you'll get a current schedule, or the next up schedule. Alright, so here's some nuclear news. You may remember, early on in the Ukraine conflict, the Russians went and dug up around Chernobyl and tried to fortify it, and then left after their hair started falling out. Well, the troops who dug trenches in the forest during their occupation have been struck down with radiation sickness. So this was a while ago, you may remember, but they're sick now. Ukrainians living near the nuclear station warned the Russians when they arrived against setting up camp in the forest. But the occupiers, who as one resident put it, understood the risks but were just thick, installed themselves in the forest, carving out trenches, fished in the reactor's cooling channel, and shot animals, leaving them dead on the road. Reactor number 4 exploded in 1986. The city of Pripyat and the 30-kilometer exclusion zone surrounding it were emptied of their citizens, with the cleanup scheduled to end in 2065. In the years after the incident, teams of men were sent to dig up the contaminated topsoil and bury it below ground in the Red Forest, named after the color of the trees turned after the catastrophe. So, they were there for 5 weeks. Vladimir Putin's men reportedly set up camp within a 6-mile radius of Reactor 4. On April 1st, as Ukrainian troops mounted counterattacks, the last of the occupiers withdrew. Anyway, just as a heads up, the people who left after their shit started falling out aren't the only ones who got sick. So I just thought that was pretty great. It's really weird. All right. So then, let's talk about some actual, like, cool news coming out of nuclear world. In Turkey, they're inaugurating their very first nuclear power plant. Do we want Turkey to have nuclear power? We want everybody to have nuclear power, I guess, but it's kind of, Turkey's turning into a super fascist regime. Kind of a little scary to me. Turkish President Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin joined online as a ceremony was held to mark the arrival of the first fuel for the Akyüz nuclear power plant in Turkey. The delivery of nuclear fuel is a significant one, which marks the moment of officially becoming a nuclear power plant, and also of Turkey being categorized as a country with nuclear energy capacity. According to Turkey's energy ministry, nuclear fuel, consisting of uranium pellets, was brought by air the night before from Russia, accompanied by high security measures. The fuel was then loaded on 3 trucks and transported to the Akyüz NPP site by land. The uranium pellets, which are transported in protective containers and whose radiation measurements are made, does not pose any security risk. Hundreds of workers, officials, and industry figures gathered in person for the event, with 2 presidents addressing them via video link. President Putin thanked his Turkish counterpart, Rosatom, other officials, and Turkish and Russian engineers who had ensured that the construction work had proceeded smoothly and overcame any barriers. The ceremony, addressed by International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi, said the plant represents a fundamental transformation for Turkey's economy, energy, and technological future. And Rosatom Director, who, according to TASS, told reporters, "We plan to carry out a physical stand-up next year, bringing the reactor to the minimum control power level in order to generate electricity steadily in 2025. So this will be very cool. It's big money. Publish, you're right. Publish sharing a URL, sdf.org/l/r9. That's sdf/lima/romeo. Niner, sdf.org/l/r9. Countries with nuclear power and smaller population than Istanbul. All right. Oh, and they give very favorable financing, so that might be why you do that. Oh, we're almost out of time, so just suffice it to say that there's more on the front as far as getting that molybdenum fuel updated. And enjoy the Doobie Skulls Committee with Tobe, and I'll be back tomorrow. Sorry I was late and kind of coffee, so I couldn't really show properly. Anyway, bye-bye. Do it now before DGC. Molly be damned. Molly be damned. That is the Framatome completed development of the Molly be damned uranium fuel. So it is ready to go, basically.